Blog Talk Radio.
To the pajama party. I'm Papa Didi, one of your hosts. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
And Red Wine.
Hello.
All right, we're here on another Friday night at the pajama party. And tonight, we're hanging out in Florida tonight. What's the name of this joint? I didn't really see the sign.
Come on, Red Wine.
It's the Ponte Vedra Beach Resort down in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida.
Yeah, it's pretty nice up here. Hot as hell. But nice.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in the lobby, actually. We have a small budget, and we can't afford a room, so we're in the lobby.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm going to go back down to that fire pit down on the beach. That was nice.
Yeah,
I know that's
good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of stuff to discuss tonight. There's all kind of stuff going on in the news, hot topics, different things in the NFL. All kind of stuff going on everywhere. What's
you
can
give him the rundown, Papa?
Yeah, give us a rundown, Kettle.
We got hot topics. What's popping with Papa Didi, of course. I'm just saying with Red Wine, she got a good one tonight. We got some crazy stuff going on in the weird news. We got something new called Hit It and Quit It Hot Headlines.
Wait a minute, say it again. What's it called?
Hit It and Quit It Headlines.
Hit It and Quit It.
Hit It and Quit It.
So that means we hit it and we quit it.
That's it.
I like that.
Okay. Behave, Red Wine. Living for the City with Papa, of course.
Yes.
The Hollywood Wrap Up with me. The Kissing List. And, of course, we got to talk about the last word. So, sit back and relax, as Papa Didi always say.
That's right. Get you some tequila. I'm sipping on a tequila with a pineapple chaser. Mm. I got me some Dos Equis.
Uh-oh. Watch out now.
And I got a bottle of water just to wash it all out of my bladder.
To neutralize it.
To neutralize it on the back end.
I know, that's right. What number they can reach us on, Papa?
You can call us at 914-803-4306. Or if you just want to listen to us on the computer, just pull up apajamaparty.com, tune us in, and just click on the show, and you'll hear us live on your computer. Or you can call us on the phone and put it on a speakerphone, and we'll be there. We'll come back in a minute. We're going to take a small break, and we'll come right back with our hot topics and other things.
This is Beyonce.
No!
It's Friday night, so run and tell somebody that the pajama party is on right now, right here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah, this is how we do it. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1. To get in on the conversation, or you can join us online at www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner. So if you want to give a shout out, wish a happy birthday, hear yourself on the radio, or get your 15 seconds of fame, you need to call us right now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. How often do you get a chance like this? Hey, we're only on till 10 p.m. Eastern, so get on the phone and call us right now. We're waiting to make you famous, even if it is just for tonight. Don't be shy. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1. I'm going to stop by the bar, but I'll meet you back at the show.
All right, we're back here on the pajama party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi, and I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
And Red Wine.
Yo.
We got an early caller here. We're going to go to our first caller and see what's on their mind. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Cousin Lisa from California, and I want to call and give my mother-in-law, Faye, a shout-out for her 70th birthday.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Great.
Cousin Faye, California.
All right now.
Happy birthday, Faye. Best mother-in-law in the world.
Best mother-in-law in the world. Happy birthday, dear Faye. Happy birthday to you. We love you, Faye. That's from Papa Didi, Kettle, and Red Wine.
All right, now. Happy birthday,
I'm
in West Coast, we call it Gigi.
Papa Didi.
Yeah, we call it Gigi. Yeah, we're going to have a fish fry over our house in a minute.
All right. I heard that.
Can you send some fish out Florida, please?
Yeah. Send us some fish. Send us Federal Express. It might get squished up if you send a UPS. Send us Federal Express.
Yeah, we're going to have I got the great grandkids, the grandkids. I'm going to have all of them. Whole clan.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I like your show, and I just want to give you guys a shout out, too. Let you know how proud I am of you guys. You guys keep up with you. Still they do this thing and spread the good news.
That's very nice of you, Lisa, to say that. And,
we appreciate you.
We appreciate you very much.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, y'all take care and keep doing the thing and keep it moving and pushing on positive. Because I feel like it's positive and it's going.
All right.
I love you guys. Take care, Cousin D and you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Peace out.
Bye-bye. Cool. Cousin Faye. California. Happy birthday. 70th birthday. Many, many more. I'd like to give another, since we're on the subject of birthdays, I'd like to also give a birthday to a beloved sister of mine that passed away, Carolyn Morgan McMillan. Today was her birthday, and she had an untimely demise not too long ago. We'd like to wish a happy birthday to her.
All right.
As well as an old friend of mine from years ago named Lee Marson. Lee Marson to you and to Carolyn McMillan. Faye in California.
All right.
Got a caller. Hey, Faye.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, who's this? Who's calling?
Faye.
Oh, this is Faye.
Yeah, hey, Faye. Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
Good word got out.
How you doing?
We're doing well.
Good.
Thanks for calling the pajama party.
Yeah.
Your first time caller, huh?
Yes, it is.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we're on every, I guess we're on at 6 o'clock your time out there in California.
Yes, it is 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Right, every Friday night. So how you feel?
Uh-huh.
You feel a little older or, you know?
Pretty good.
All right.
You're
going to
pop the champagne?
Okay.
You're
going to
pop the champagne tonight?
When I get here tonight, I'm going to pop open something. Ooh, that sounds.
we're going to have one for you, Faye.
All right,
Faye.
We're
going to have some champagne for you tonight.
Are you still knocking down those white Russians, or are you still on the Bloody Mary?
Oh, I used to have my Bloody Mary.
That's my girl.
All right.
That's cool.
Well, sit back and relax.
Yeah.
Our show will be going on for an hour and a half, so sit back and enjoy the show. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff tonight. And if you want to call back and give your comment on some things, then you're more than welcome.
Stay on the line,
and we'll be here. All right, Faye.
All right. We got California in the house.
California.
What are we going to get into?
Hot topic.
Okay, come on with it.
What we got?
Got the NFL update?
NFL. What I got with the NFL? First of all, let's talk about something that's, you know, well, let's go light first. You go light, go heavy.
Go light on the Papa.
Light. All right, we got Geno Smith, mm-hmm. quarterback for the New York Jets. Everybody was talking about him. He threw the F-bomb out if he's going off the field and all that jazz. That was pretty immature of him. But another thing with Geno Smith, though, nobody was saying anything about Tom Brady. Not that he did anything wrong, but their stats was just about the same. I mean, Geno got his handed to him in his game, but also the other night against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady's stats was just as bad. I mean, if you look at the the completions, 81 for Tom Brady, 82 for Geno Smith. So he had more completions.
What's up? Were they talking bad about it?
And, well, as far as the attempts to get those particular completions, they had 136 for Smith, 137 for Brady, same stats.
Yeah, so they sound like they're neck and neck.
Smith was 922 on the yards, total yards this year. Tom Brady, 791. So Smith has 200 more yards than Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
So going down the line, looking at both of their stats, Tom Brady this year is not doing no better than Geno Smith. But we won't call it a black thing, but let's call it a black thing.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just is amazing. When you pull out the stats don't lie. But the fact that he's married to, what's his wife's name?
Giselle Bundchen.
What you're saying is it's not a black thing, but it's a non-white thing.
It's amazing.
Okay. Okay.
And Aaron Hernandez, the attorneys have concluded their arguments on his particular trial. The prosecutors fighting to hang on to evidence of murder case on him against Hernandez. He's in a lot of trouble. He's got so much stuff going on. His stuff is still in the news. And the 49ers, Ray McDonald.
What's up with that?
He's got his case is pending on the whole situation with him. He's the only one that's still actually playing with his situation with the domestic violence.
Oh, okay. What happened with that, Bob?
Well, he had...
Is he the one that smacked his girlfriend or something?
Yeah, he smacked her and all. But, see, they don't have video of that, so when you don't see something, I guess they figure it's a lighter situation. And his stuff hasn't even gone... They haven't made a decision about what they're going to do with him yet and things like that. So,
if I don't see an elevator video, then...
Right, if you
don't
see an elevator video, you know...
I'm saying, where's the elevator video?
I know that's right with them. Beyonce,
Ray Rice, Beyonce. Yeah.
And McDonald still is at home with his fiance, and also his court hearings have been delayed. So in most cases, whenever your court is delayed, it's going to take some of the sting off your case.
Right.
And nobody has no video, and I'm sure he's buying her diamonds and lobster dipped in butter.
You sure they don't want them to play? Is that what it is?
He hasn't been, he's been charged on the situation, but it's preliminary and his court, the courts are backed up.
But hasn't been active as far as playing.
Yes, he's definitely playing.
I think they back up things like that because they want the players to play.
Well, not everybody, because my man is still out for the Minnesota Vikings. You know, he was just following the lead of whipping the child with a switch. I mean, you know, who hasn't been whipped with a switch?
Right.
But I'm dating myself.
But, we won't talk about that.
Yeah, but that child was only 4 years old. My mother whooped my ass was 4 years old. I think it was waiting until at least started elementary school.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was kind of early. Mm-hmm. You know, but other than that, another gentleman, how do you pronounce his name? Hassan Abdullah?
That sounds good.
Anyway, that's the gentleman. I watched that particular game. That's the gentleman. He's a defensive player that caught an interception off of Tom Brady, your boy.
Uh-huh. And it was beautiful.
It was beautiful, yes.
He slid into the end zone.
And when he got into the end zone, he kneeled down and did a Muslim prayer, so to speak. And the referee immediately called a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct flag for praying.
Uh-oh.
Now, when the hell does praying become unsportsmanlike?
Between
you and God.
That's what I'm saying.
So the referee was obviously atheist or something to that effect.
But
anyway, just like anything else, the NFL started backtracking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, multi-million-dollar company. We got it wrong. There's no penalty, blah, blah, blah. You know, so they took it back.
Well, they came back and they said that they weren't penalizing the prayer. It was the slide.
No.
Because when he ran into the end zone and went on his knees, he slid forward before he went prostrate into the prayer.
Right.
And they're saying that the penalty was on the slide, not the prayer.
Say that story again. Let me pull out my Stradivarius violin. Okay.
Well, if you guys have any comments on anything we're talking about, what's the number to call, Papa?
The number is 914-803-4306, or you can hit us up on apajamaparty.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a small break, and we'll get right back with you.
Yeah.
living just enough, just enough for the city.
Okay, but while we doing Stevie Wonder, I thought we were doing pajama party.
Well, I was talking about my little one of my segments of Living for the City.
Join the party.
Now you ride me.
That's every Friday night at 9. Pajama party. No
clothes allowed. Kettle and red wine. Step on my parade. I had the mic first. And they're coming in just trying to, you know.
It's my turn.
Oh, yeah,
call
us at 914.
803.
4306.
4306. And press 1.
And press 1 to be put into the queue. And say what you have to say. You can read off what we're talking about. Come up with a new subject of your own.
We're free.
We're liberal. We're easy.
It's the same.
Eastern time, we're here at 9 p.m. Friday nights at 6 o'clock
West Coast,
and maybe 7 o'clock in the mountains? Or in the,
yeah, 7 in the mountains,
Michigan and New Orleans and all that. We're like an hour back.
Yeah,
but 9 o'clock on the East Coast.
9:15
CT time. CT time, 9:15.
Don't be late when you listen up. It's
9
o'clock on the dot.
That's right. Every Friday night.
We'll see you there.
Goodbye.
All right, we're back on the pajama party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
And Red Wine. What we got going on next, Red Wine?
Well, you know, we always pay attention to what they're doing in the celebrity world.
Okay.
So this week there were a couple of breakups. Got the stylistic to think about it. This week we had a breakup with Jordan Sparks and Jason Derulo. Mm-hmm. And they had been together for a while. You know, she had been wearing that purity ring.
Oh, yeah.
She had been wearing that purity ring.
What does that mean?
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, we got to get that out soon. We'll get sued. Now, what do you mean by purity? Purity to the relationship or purity to the bajayjay? Talk to me.
Purity in as far as any sex between them.
Between them.
Now, supposedly, he just recently released a song that had to do with marriage or Will You Marry Me or something along that line,
mm-hmm.
that he said was dedicated to her.
Mm-hmm.
But then in some interviews that he did, he said he was feeling pressured to marry her.
Oh.
And pressure was coming from different people.
Wow.
And he was saying that he just wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided, I'm out. I'm backing out of the whole thing, the whole relationship.
Wait, didn't he back out over the phone or something like that?
Yeah, that's what I heard allegedly, that he did all of this over the phone.
That was
nice.
Fine
as hell, though. You going to leave that fine ass out there
like
that?
I mean, she's a beautiful woman, but hey, these things happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the other breakup was the Neelys.
The Neelys.
Are y'all familiar with
the
Neelys?
Neelys
are from
about
the Neelys.
From the Food Network,
married
right?
couple on the Food Network.
Yeah, yeah. It always was acting like they were so
well,
in love.
Well, you know, they starred in their own show.
Mm-hmm.
They starred in their own show called Down and Out. I mean, Down Home with the Neelys.
Right.
And apparently, according to the story, they were hating each other for years.
What?
And they basically were putting up with each other for 11 seasons.
Hating each other?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a long time. Hey, the money must have been good. What do you think?
Yeah,
about?
The money was there. I guess
must
something was
been.
Going there.
They put up with each other for 11
seasons. Well, you
seasons
know, I saw
and,
that. I saw the two of them on a show. I think it was what talk show or something. They did a little questionnaire on one of the shows, and he did some kind of love connection. I think Wendy
mm-hmm.
Williams did something. And they got to request them wrong about what they knew about each other. What
wow.
did she wear? Cotton or silk? And he got every question wrong.
Wow. Yeah.
They've been asked.
She got every question
and
wrong.
She got every question
yeah.
wrong.
So that was red flags right there,
mm-hmm.
huh?
They
wow.
asked him, was she hairy or shaved? And he said, hairy. She said, I'm shaved, motherfucker.
Wow.
I said, damn.
But you said they were sleeping in separate bedrooms anyway.
Well,
for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah.
I don't know about the sleeping arrangements, but they've been separated for the last 2 years.
See?
Wow.
They basically just been fronting the game.
Mm.
You know, going around doing their interviews and stuff.
That's the Neelys. We're talking about the Neelys. We just tuned in. We're talking about the Neelys. and we're not putting them down or beating them up or nothing like that. The Neelys are a couple that was on the Food Network, right?
Right.
They had a show on the Food Network.
It's Pat and Nina.
They're an African-American couple, a black couple.
You know, and I hate to see things like that happen, but the reality is that if you're not getting along and you do better separate now that their kids are grown and, you know, out of, I guess, out of high school, you know, they're dealing with that whole empty nest kind of
and
situation.
A lot of temptation floating
and
around.
I think, you know, plus she just lost quite a bit of weight. And I think she just decided, I'm going to drop this weight and I'm going to do me.
But she, did she lose a sisterhood in the back?
Not that I've seen.
Because you can lose weight, but don't lose that sisterhood.
Still got the jump in the trunk.
Still got the jump in the trunk.
But, you know,
just a note out there. Lose the weight, but don't lose that sisterhood.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's saying that the recipes and stuff that they were using belong to his family. So he's basically trying to tell her, you're not going to take these recipes and stuff with you
so
because
business,
they belong to him.
So the business took over
the
race.
He's the master chef.
That's what it was.
But
yeah.
She's got more of the personality. So
that's cool.
We'll see what happens. They have a restaurant in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in New York, go support their restaurant. It's called the Neely's Barbecue Parlor.
Mm-hmm.
They say they have no plans to sell it at this time.
Wait a minute, who's going to show up? Fat or
Gina? I don't know. But Gina has gone and filed for the divorce.
If they were just as good as a relationship as it was in business, then it would be all, it would be complete. But anyway, what do we got next? That's enough for the news.
We got the Sean Diddy Combs, whatever he's calling his himself now.
P. Diddy.
Right. Man. You know, he owns Revolt TV. He lands a gigantic deal with Verizon Fios. And it was just announced a new multi-platinum deal with Verizon Fios, 24-hour music channel.
Wow.
So that should be real big. So congrats to Sean Diddy. Sean Diddy.
No more champagne for me. I'm cut off.
No more Dom Perignon knockoff for you.
I know that's right. I'm going down at the fire pit.
All right. So we got next thing we'll talk about is Walmart. As you all may have heard, Walmart came out with a ridiculous statement saying the fact that that Tracy Morgan didn't have on a seatbelt.
Come on, y'all.
Which was
ridiculous.
But what I hear from my lawyer friends is saying that people have to put, defendants have to put something out there to put some little doubt in jurors' minds and things like that to make people think for a minute, maybe he would have been blah, blah, blah. So that was just a ploy to maybe make Walmart pay maybe
less
money, $5 million as opposed to $10 million and things like that. So,
that was a bad move on Walmart.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll just go to show you the data. Nobody cares. You know, people can speak ruthless. And, I mean, first of all, you're sitting there. What do you got your seatbelt on or not? If an 18 rigger come at you and just smack the hell out of you, it doesn't matter what you're wearing. Mm-hmm. You might want to not have a seatbelt so you can get your ass up out of it if you survive it.
Yeah. And that does not negate the fact that that driver had been up and driving for 24 hours without rest.
Right,
so
exactly.
I don't know what Walmart is talking about.
Yeah,
I mean, I love their deals and sales and everything, but in that case, they are dead wrong.
Yeah, I think they're lawyers.
Red wine. We talking about Tracy Morgan. Red wine. Talking about deals and sales.
I'm just saying.
And where she can get a quart of milk for
$1.39.
Come on, Red wine. We tried.
Yeah, that's true. I missed that.
They stopped the falling prices. What's up with that? I guess they don't have enough money for falling prices.
See how Walmart got our heads? We talking about Tracy Morgan. They talking about sales and how cereal is the best price in town in there. Come on, y'all.
I'm saying, Walmart is dead.
But
wrong.
Are we pushing for Tracy Morgan, or are we
trying
to get, some honey nut Cheerios at a good price?
They're wrong for that.
Man, I'm telling
they
you.
They are wrong
what
for
you
that.
Gonna do?
Yeah, they are wrong.
I don't know.
But if you guys got any comments on what we're talking about.
Well, you got a subject beyond you want to talk about. You know, we're open, we're liberal.
Yeah.
We're check crazy.
What number, Papa?
914-803-4306. Or listen to us on your computer at apajamaparty.com.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Michael Dunn.
Yeah, the Michael Dunn story. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you all have been following that one.
Who is Michael Dunn?
Michael Dunn is the gentleman. I'll call him a gentleman.
Okay.
Well, let me rephrase that. The man who shot the young man, Jordan Davis, at 17, down in Jacksonville, Florida, over an argument
over loud music.
Loud music.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
In the parking lot of
right. Yeah, this goes, the shooting actually happened back in 2012.
Right.
But they finally just went to finish with the hearing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Dunn has finally been found guilty of first-degree murder.
Wow.
So,
good.
You know, on that note, I'm happy that he finally at least was found guilty of first-degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
I am sad that the young man was killed.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, you know, at least that this guy is going to pay for what he did. So, you know, the family of Jordan Davis, they're very happy that a jury that consisted of many non-black people were able to come to this conclusion that this white man who killed him
mm-hmm.
was wrong. And they actually came to the agreement that it was first-degree murder.
Wow.
Because I was watching this case, and I thought they were going to downgrade it to manslaughter
mm-hmm.
or something of a lesser charge.
So
but they
cases
got
involving young black men, that makes us like 1 for 6 now. So we've won
yeah.
one case, and we lost 6, so to speak.
Yeah.
Trayvon Martin and other
exactly.
cases through the years.
So at least this is one in the plus column.
Yeah.
And it looks like Dunn is going to end up with at least life plus another 25, so... Because he had a firearm
well,
in use.
I think he's going to lose his mind after one day. You know, a lot of them don't realize how it is until they close that cell door behind them.
Right. Crazy.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's how that one went down.
Yeah.
So shout out to the jury for doing a good job and doing the right thing.
Yeah, I know that's
okay.
right. So then I don't know kiss it list or nothing, right?
Okay, cool.
What else?
No, I don't have to put any of them on the kiss it list this week.
Yeah. If you guys have anybody want to put on the kiss it list,
yeah, give us a call.
At 914-803-4306 or check us out on apajamaparty.com. And I think we're going to take a little commercial CC break.
Yeah, but let's talk about the kiss list. The kiss list is something that we do at, toward the end of our show. Anybody you want to tell to kiss your ass, if you don't have the heart to tell them yourself, we could tell them for you. We don't do last names. We do first names and middle names. We do juniors and seniors, but we don't do last names.
Yeah. We do politicians,
okay.
corporations.
We do politicians, anybody. Yeah, tickets.
You can tweet us.
Anything.
Yeah.
Just whoever you want to put on a kissing list,
right.
which means kiss my ass, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a commercial.
Yeah,
we're
going to go to that commercial to tell you more about the kissing list.
You're listening to the Pajama Party Late Night Adult Talk Show. We've added a new segment to the show called the Kiss It List. Every week, we put people on this list who have done dumb stuff or have been irritating or just gotten on our of your nerves. So we call them out and put them on the Kiss It List, and we tell you why. If you have somebody you want to add to our Kiss It List, hit us on Twitter at @apajamaparty and use hashtag Kiss It, and we'll add them to the list. If you prefer to email your contenders, send them to info@apajamaparty.com. We'll call them out every Friday night at the end of the show, so get those names in. Now, let's get back to the Pajama Party crew and more of the show. DJ, would you mind turning it up a notch? Oh, how rude. Oh, you're on the Kiss It List.
All right, we're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi, and I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
Getting red wine.
Hey, hanging out down at the Ponte Vedra Beach Resort.
In Florida. It's a nice place, hot as hell. We couldn't afford the room, so we're in the lobby.
Hanging out in the lobby.
We got a low budget.
Out. Hey, Billman, can I get another drink?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he looking at us like that?
I don't know. That's duck. All right,
so we got new celebrities.
Yeah.
Why has everybody got these new pictures on their phone?
I don't understand.
It's some freak nicks.
What is this the deal?
It's some straight freaks, all of them.
I think they are.
What is
celebrities by day, but...
Freaks at night. Well, you know freaks come out at night.
Freak nicks.
What
wow.
is, this kind of really talks about, folks hacking into the system.
Mm-hmm.
It says most consumers are completely unaware of the security risks that exist when searching for celebrity and entertainment news. Images and videos online, they sacrifice their safety as far as their computer. It says celebrity names coupled with the terms video and pictures are some of the most searched terms, leading them to sites that can harm their devices and compromise their personal data. So they're saying when you look up these top celebrities, the your computer can be compromised. And the top of the list is Jimmy Kimmel, the late night host. Man, he made a joke about it the other night, Papa. He was saying that he used to play the clarinet as a kid, but I guess he's a number one on the, I guess, quote unquote FBI list per se. Yeah, that's what it is. And sometimes when you, like Red Wine was saying, you can go on some of these sites and they can mess up your computer. So it might be like a bogus site.
Oh, I see.
So they got viruses and stuff hooked up with these sites.
Yeah.
And they put those little things on different pages that say, want to see nude pictures of Mila Kunis or Angelina Jolie.
Right.
And then people click on it.
Yeah.
And then you end up getting a virus on your system.
So who is this? Yeah, we listen to so many people that are.
Yeah, we got Jimmy Kimmel. He's number one, like Sierra, Flo Rida, Bruce Springsteen.
Wait a minute, back up. Why do people want to see a naked picture of Flo Rida?
I don't know. People don't know. Flo Rida is the well-known rapper. Blake Shelton, country singer.
Your boy.
Okay, I can understand that.
Oh, okay. We got Britney Spears, John Bon Jovi. Remember this lady late at night, Chelsea Handler, the one that had the late night host?
To see her?
And Christina Aguilera. So,
okay.
Yeah, maybe. But there's some top comedians, too. They had romantic comedians, Jennifer Lopez, Jessica Biel, Jennifer Aniston, Cameron Diaz. I can understand, you know.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's not on your number one list?
Mm-mm.
What's up with that?
No comment.
You just
I'm
going to
plead the fifth on that one.
You're going to plead the fifth. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's up with this this story you got, Red Wine?
Yeah, I came across a story this week that I thought was pretty interesting. You know, for all the moms out there, whoever breastfed your baby, there was a story about this place called Big Woody's. It's a restaurant in Chesapeake, Virginia. The problem is that a woman came in there, and she was breastfeeding her baby, and the people at the restaurant, one of the workers, asked her to leave. So she got on, she being the lady, her name is Crystal. Crystal got on social media and was blasting the restaurant, saying they asked me to leave because I was breastfeeding my baby.
Mm.
Well, the restaurant said, no, the reason we asked her to leave is because she had a shot of Fireball sitting in front of her, along with a beer, and
uh-huh.
she did have a glass of water,
uh-huh.
but she was nursing her baby with this shot of Fireball and the beer in front of her. Now, she claims all she took was one sip of beer, and she was going to nurse the baby,
mm-hmm.
and then after that, she was going to drink the Fireball and the beer. Well, the restaurant was feeling like they didn't like the way it looked.
Mm-hmm.
You got liquor in front of you, you're nursing your baby, so they asked her to leave. So, you know, I did some checking. You know me.
Uh-huh. Come on, Red
Wine. I did some checking.
Mm-hmm.
And according to BabyCenter.com, they said it can take up to 90 minutes before the alcohol clears the mother's system. And because the baby's liver cannot process liquor like an adult, even small amounts of liquor can have an effect on the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So if she were to drink some of that liquor and then breastfeed the baby,
mm-hmm.
if it was within that 90-minute period or
mm-hmm.
so,
mm-hmm.
and for those of us who have ever breastfed a baby, you can try to put them on a schedule, but for the most part, they eat like every hour and a half, 2 hours.
You sure the baby wasn't drinking the beer and sipping on the
if she had left,
Fireball?
That baby was going to get Fireball and beer.
Uh-huh.
So,
uh-oh. I'm going to get right up with something. He had to think on this one for a minute.
I'm just trying to tell you what the story was.
Papa get right up with something. Put a disclaimer on, Papa.
So, anyway, it appears to me that the restaurant was on the right side. And as far as Crystal, you need to be a little more careful. If you're going to go out drinking, you need to either get a babysitter or you need to not be drinking while you're out nursing your baby.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay.
Come on, Papa.
What you got, Papa Didi?
Come on, Papa.
Now.
Papa's going to break it down.
I didn't think that the esophagus was connected to the titties.
Ooh, Lord.
Now, this is the milk.
I'm not a major in anatomy, but I don't believe
but
it.
You were just talking about breastfeeding and all that. Doesn't the milk hang in the Hooters?
No, not actually.
Not actually? So why...
We're going to get technical?
No, because whatever is in the mother's bloodstream...
I can understand the bloodstream.
...goes into the milk.
Right, but when the milk...
then passed
right,
on
but
to
now
the
before
baby.
She drank any drink...
Right.
and the chest is ripe for picking,
mm-hmm.
as far as the baby's concerned. Now, that milk is already stored in there. Now, when she's drinking, it doesn't have to go down the esophagus into the stomach, into the bloodstream, and then work its way all up into the back up into the chest cavity and all the rest of that stuff. But in the meantime, the milk is in the...
It's not like it's sitting in a gallon jug, like in a refrigerator.
That's huge. Some of them, the milk is dripping out of them nipples sometimes.
Yeah, but it's not like it's stored in the breast like it's in a refrigerator.
The body
is constantly regenerating.
Oh, no, I'm not recommending she does that, but I just thought that there was a nice portion of milk that stays in the chest, and that it's not, I don't know.
We need some doctors.
Yeah, somebody can call us up and let us know whether or not.
What's the number, Papa?
Call us at 914-803-4306. We're trying to figure out whether or not the chest holds like milk, like the refrigerator.
The question is, what is the risk for a breastfeeding mother drinking alcohol? What is the risk to the baby?
At the same time, and does it catch up with it?
Yeah.
You know.
Call us at 914-803-4306. I'm going to get to this next story, but if we got some callers, we got a few callers calling in.
Yeah,
but I'm going to get on this crazy Jeopardy story.
Okay.
If anybody saw Jeopardy on the 30th, Jeopardy featured What Women Want.
As one of the categories?
Yeah, one of the categories.
Wow.
Coupled with state capital nicknames and 2014 bestsellers. The What Women Think category perpetrate almost every woman's stereotype in the book. So one clue was a pair of jeans that fit well, like the 525s from this brand. And the answer was the Levi's. I guess they thought that was stereotypical, but check this one out, Papa. Some help around the house. Would it kill you to get out the Bissell bagless canister? One of these every once in a while. You know what that is?
That's like a vacuum cleaner or something.
Yeah, that was the answer, vacuum cleaner. But check this one out. This was like...
So when they say what a woman wants, doesn't that sound like it has some type of a...
Sexist type of...
overtone?
Yeah.
Then they talking about shit like vacuum cleaners or something?
Yeah. Here's another one, a clue. Before bedtime, a cup of this herbal tea from Celestial Seasonings. And the logo, they show the logo with the little bear sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is, what you think the answer would be with the little bear sleeping?
I couldn't even tell you.
Sleepy time tea. So they're saying, I guess, you know, most women, you know, have these things or do these things.
Not the women I know. The women I know drink hard-ass liquor, okay?
Think they drink the red sack?
Smoke blunts like crazy. I knew a woman opened up a damn Heineken bottle with her teeth. Okay, so I don't know what Celeste sleepy bear women they're talking about.
I guess they thought they were being racist, you know, as far as what women want.
Okay. Yeah.
At this point, it should be understood that women want a whole lot of other things besides vacuum cleaners and jeans. A lot of women just thought that was racist.
Alex Trebek is near his retirement, right?
Yeah.
He needs to, what's the gentleman?
But we got a caller.
We got a caller in there.
Yeah.
Let's go to a caller. That story got kind of crazy.
Dr. C?
Yeah,
hello?
Okay. I was just giving a shout out to one of my girlfriends, Geneva Logan, Reverend Geneva Logan. Her birthday today, October 3rd. And my grandmother's birthday is today, October 3rd, and she's 94. And this is Troy Carter. Say something, Troy.
Lucy, I'm playing Xbox, so I'm so sorry. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
It's my grandma Vesta. Grandma Vesta is a very historic lady. She stands for women's rights. She is a beautiful woman.
All right. Thank you, Dr. C and Mr. Troy. Thank you so much. And happy birthday to everybody that you all just called out, Grandma Vesta and everybody else.
I had one more thing. You said you wanted to ask the doctor's opinion on breastfeeding. Whenever, as soon as something goes in your body, it goes through. So whenever the lady had that drink, whether it's a beer, wine, soda, juice, it's going to be sent to the baby. So, And that's a choice a mother makes, I guess. So You know, but the baby does get a little part of it.
Right.
Like the same thing with all the drug babies. You see all the drug babies out here and alcoholic babies because of the mothers doing what they're doing.
Right.
Okay.
They need to stop doing what they're doing. But thanks for calling, Dr. C and Mr. Troy.
So y'all heard it from a doctor.
Thank you, Dr. C.
Yeah.
So all your mothers that are breastfeeding, you need to cut out the foolishness.
I know that's
right. And one more thing with Mr. Puff Daddy there. What's his name? Puff Daddy?
Papa Didi?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah, Papa Didi, you're doing real good. I see you sounding real good. So you must have got your mouth taken care of, and if not, get in there next week.
No, I didn't.
I'll be looking for you.
I will give you a call, Dr. C. I did not get my mouth taken care of. I will call you.
I think if I put you on live radio, you'll come.
Yeah, you're going to put me in your kissing list, right? No.
I promise I will call you tomorrow.
I'll
put you out there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dr. C.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
We have another call coming in from David. David, welcome to the Pajama Party Friday night.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
I just wanted to give y'all a shout out. Y'all sound real well on my end. You know,
thank
y'all for the shout out for my sister's birthday. And I just want to give a shout out to the Classic Barbershop on 58th and Pine. And my man Binky, who's in North Dakota. I hope he calls in. I hope he's listening. You know, I just enjoy listening to y'all, and I like y'all topics.
I do drink
that beer tea. That sleepy guy.
That's funny.
Uh-oh,
watch out there.
Which one is that? Sleepy time?
Sleepy time.
Yeah, sleepy time. Okay. All right, so shout out to the barbershop and all of the guys in the barbershop. Hey.
Hey.
And our condolences from your happy birthday to him.
But on my end, y'all coming across real well, you know, your topics and everything. I enjoy listening.
All right. We'll continue listening. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care, sir.
Take care.
Called in. That's the gentleman we referenced. His sister passing away not too long ago, Carolyn McMillan. All right. Let's.
What we got over here, Red Wine?
Well, I have. I have the privilege of sharing a story about Prince has released two new albums this week, and now he's broken his longest ever recording drought by releasing these two albums on this past Tuesday. And trust me when I say you do not want to sleep on this one.
Mm-mm.
Prince has gone all in. I've been playing that album ever since I downloaded it off of iTunes.
Mm.
Shout out to Prince. The Purple Badness, you did your thing.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you. And, of course, you know he did it his way. So when he released
Daddy.
Hey, that's my son, baby. That's my son, Daddy. So when he released this new project that's called Art Official Age, it was a solo album that had new flaming hot material. And then he had a second album called Plectrum Electrum, which is a collaboration with his new girl group that's called Third Eye Girl. Now, this is he's 56 years old.
Wow.
So this marks his musical genius first U.S. new music release since 2009. And I'm letting y'all know it was worth the wait. The master of control when it comes to all aspects of his image, Prince's new music and his mystique keeps him firmly in place, still holding the title of the reigning Royal Purple Badness.
Mm-mm.
Now, if you missed it, he had a release party online on this past Tuesday on Live Nation and on Yahoo. And it let people get a rare look into his studio complex, which he calls Paisley Park, up in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So the Artificial Age album gives you plenty of raw funk to keep you dancing all night long, as only Prince can deliver.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
And some beautiful, soulful ballads that'll just make you want to just just get into trouble.
Uh-oh, watch out there.
I'm just letting you know. Prince kept it 100 on this one. Art official aid is official. Go get yours today. Trust me when I say.
Red wine, you loving you some Prince.
She's Scandinavian. Y'all just have no idea.
Looking for a time in the five and back.
I cannot stop playing that album.
Austin McGee.
Hey.
Told me several times that he didn't like my kind.
Hey.
Because I would bitch too easily.
Watch out there.
Raspberry beret.
Yeah. Red wine beret.
The kind you find in a secondhand store.
Right. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Right.
We gave Prince's props.
If
we got Red Wine on with.
Yeah, shout out to
give
Prince.
Us a call, 914-803-4306 if you want to talk about Prince or Red Wine's love for him. We got to get another seat cushion for Red Wine because she don't wear that one.
I'm just
Prince.
Saying, Prince, if you're out there, you know, honey, get his call.
I ain't sitting in that chair after
about
you.
That new music.
She's been rolling around and she's all, anyway.
We're going to take a little
anyway,
CC break.
Yeah, we'll take a break. And,
don't be a hater.
Come back with some other stuff.
Bartender, more champagne, please.
Yes, yes.
What's your opinion? We want to know on the late night adult pajama party. Call us now on 914-803-4306. And tell us if you agree or disagree, or if you don't care one way or the other. If you've been waiting all week to tell somebody what's on your mind, now is your chance. Dial 914-803-4306 and press 1 to speak with the Pajama Party live on the air. To listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen banner on the top right. If you'd like to advertise your business with us, get in touch on www.apajamaparty.com. So call us now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. We will get to you as quick as we can. Now, back to the Pajama Party Live.
Yeah, welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on with the yellow top?
And Red Wine.
With the long, long stick.
Red Wine had to go wipe herself. She was all getting off in print. She got all wet and crazy.
Oh, boy.
With that stuff they used to make children with dripping down her legs.
See what I'm saying?
And we had to straighten her out.
Papa Didi, you nasty.
We had to put a big old
I got a crazy story for y'all. Y'all remember the White House security breach thing?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
They just told Miss Thing she need to resign.
And she did.
Miss Julia Pearson.
And I called her. They call ADT.
Uh-huh.
So they got someone on the door that says the front door.
Front
door.
Oh, we even got that.
Yeah,
exactly. They had that at the hotel.
Hey, what's that, like $40 a month? Come on now.
See what I'm saying?
$40 a month. They could have had the White House saying, back door.
Because she didn't let the president know until the ninth hour, until the one was going to hit the fan on the media. Wasn't that crazy?
That was crazy.
And about the Gonzalez guy, he was an Iraq war veteran. I don't know what he was thinking. He thought he was in combat, I guess, still.
I think he was having flashbacks.
Yeah, that's the one that invaded the White House.
He's
went
the
to
one
the front
that went
door.
Over the fence?
Yeah.
Got inside the White House. Now, with every president we've had in the past, nobody has ever violated the White House. Are you kidding
that
me?
That we know of.
Not only did somebody had the kahunas to do it, but they actually got in.
I know.
They are not protecting this
the
president.
Fence, ran across the lawn.
The lawn.
And then the front door.
And the lawn. It's
and
not
then
like
ran
it's,
around in the White House.
It's not like it's a lawn of a row house. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
This lawn is about the size of a football field. And all the Secret Service, they got up on the roof.
All the snipers.
Wait a minute, they need to do some 00 shit.
No, that explains.
007 shit.
That
I thought they had the little wire shit. As soon as he jumped over the damn fence,
they
had a damn wire. Like, that's his ass. Yeah. What's up with that?
I thought Secret Service was on the roof of the White House.
I thought so, too.
I guess they're
but
not.
That explains the empty Budweiser cans on the roof now.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Budweiser.
Holy, what the hell is that shit?
Well,
that's what we're trying to figure out.
Anyway.
But check this out. The security detail for Prince, your baby daddy,
yeah,
was much better than that. Because remember, Little Mo try to go to the restroom at a concert.
That's yes. right.
And his detail was like,
They shut her down.
Yeah, you can't come
to
me.
Prince is getting ready to come through this way.
Yeah.
You cannot use that restroom. You are off limits until Prince passes through here.
That's right.
They need to hire Prince's detail.
There
they
you
need
go.
To hire somebody.
Man.
They need some ADT. They need the Sloman Shield.
They need
every damn thing going on, whatever you
can
put
out.
They
need to just throw it at them. That's
maybe
they
need
should
to get one of those recordings that you see on those, as seen on TVs, that sounds like a dog barking.
Yeah.
And you just put it at the door. And when somebody comes in, it goes, woof, 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 woof.
Maybe that would have helped. What you got on Michael Phelps? What is he doing?
Michael Phelps,
the Olympic swimmer.
Yeah.
18 gold
medals.
You know
what he's doing?
That boy got arrested for DUI for the second time.
Got that jungle fever.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
that
he was down there.
He's out there rolling up out of Baltimore.
Oh.
And we know we're hanging out in Baltimore.
Allegedly coming from a casino.
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
was he
coming
driving?
Yeah,
I don't know why he was driving, but
yeah,
apparently
he's up there. He was running from that late night jungle fever.
I don't know where
he's little,
running
his
from,
brown
but
he got caught.
But why don't he get a driver?
To get back
he
to
got
the
enough
suburbs.
Money. How do he get
know.
A driver? I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Look,
but
I'll drive for him.
Where
does he live? Where he live?
Okay,
here?
You know what? Let me
he's
handle.
He's trying
it.
To get back to Al Randall.
Phelps, I know you're listening, honey. Call us up on the pajama party. Hit us up. apajamaparty.com. We're going to hook you up with a driver so that you never have this problem again, because we want you to be able to compete, and we don't want them, the Olympic Committee, to come down on you. So hit us up, apajamaparty.com. We got you covered, boo.
I like that one.
I think he was sneaking out of the hood of Baltimore myself. Trying to get back up to Anne Arundel County, is it?
Arundel. He might have been.
Might have.
Or the casinos, whichever.
Yeah, that horseshoe.
You know
what did
that casino?
The
more
joint.
You spend, the more they keep refilling your cup with that rail liquor.
Yeah, you know,
that's right.
The gold diggers is hanging out up there.
I don't know.
And he probably dug one and then tried to get back into the.
That's just a stupid move, Michael.
Up into the
yeah,
bird.
That was not too bright.
Yeah, because they watch you like a hawk.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Well, hey, he's a swimmer. He ain't a brain surgeon.
Get a driver.
What do you expect?
He needed to swim his ass.
He
needed
to get
maybe that's what the problem was. He was trying to swim home.
He was creeping.
Okay.
He was creeping.
His back broken down 295.
What's going on with this Facebook thing, Red?
Oh, yeah. Now, check this out. Facebook got themselves in a little hot water because they were trying to shut down the Facebook pages of a lot of what it turned out to be drag queens because of the names that they were using.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for example, if you have a drag queen who had a page that was called, I don't know, something like Juicy Joan or something,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking at it, they were like, okay, well, that's not your name on your birth certificate. That's not the name on your license. So we're going to shut you down.
Right, because first of all, Facebook, in my opinion, I'm not on Facebook. I don't do social media, as you know. I made that abundantly clear on one of our shows. Only because Facebook is a trap, in my opinion. It's it's a direct link to the police database.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they make most of their money, is that they sell different areas of the city. When you give somebody your first, last name, and your face, that's all law enforcement needs to put together a database on it. It doesn't mean you're a criminal. It doesn't mean that you're on a witch hunt or anything like that. But now they have 50% of your life at their disposal.
Right.
You know, another thing that I'm anti is the highway, what do you call the little thing on your windshield?
Oh, those things that you can go through
the easy pass.
That's another way to track.
You might as well stick a probe up your ass.
Yeah.
I need a disclaimer.
But
anyway, I'm not into, it's not that I'm running from the law or nothing like that. At all.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Like I said, you cannot. Having an easy pass is cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just rolling, doing your thing, and you want to go through some tolls, and that's good for you, cool.
Right.
But me, I'm a man of travel.
That's
always have been, always will be.
That's the way
that. And if I decide to go to Charlotte, and then fuck around in Atlanta, and then go out to New Orleans, and then go over to Gulfport, zip back down to Philly, and then shoot out over to wherever, I don't want somebody knowing all the moves I made like that.
Yeah.
Because it's not tracked in your machine, but it's tracked at the central location.
Right.
And the same with Facebook. You know, and Facebook's not a bad thing. I hear a lot of people, a lot of success stories about friends and old friends. I have enough friends personally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And some of my friends
Let me tell you what happened with this thing.
What
happened was when Facebook decided to start taking these pages down
of people that didn't have
some of these drag queens.
Not just drag queens, but people that didn't have
right
legitimate first and last name.
It seemed as though they were targeting the drag queen. So the drag queens started banding together.
Really?
And they were ready to protest. They were getting ready to picket. Mm-hmm. They were going to shut it down.
But they only protested it until like 6 a.m.
Well,
then they had to get out of the street.
Well, that's a whole
thing. At 6 a.m., you look at the way. Was that Adam's apple? Was that hair on the knuckles?
They were ready to put on the outfit and go to war.
So they went to
and
your
so what happened was Facebook decided, you know what, we're wrong.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So they took it all back and said, we apologize. They smacked their own self on the hand and said, y'all go ahead, do your thing,
mm-hmm.
call your page, whatever you want to call it. So if you want to call yourself Miss Hot Mess, call yourself Miss Hot Mess, mm-hmm. and we're not going to mess with
and
you.
I recommend people don't put their
Facebook has
I personally recommend people don't put their first and last name on Facebook because to me it's not legit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can see if you was paying for it and they had some disclosure with it.
Right.
But it's free. And anything that you get for free, people got the ability to do whatever they want to do with you on the back end. And you can't bitch because you ain't paid nothing.
Look, thinking about free.
That's just my opinion.
That's true.
And then, college in Germany, you can go for free or something?
About? The colleges in Germany now, they're saying that they're going to make college education free for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All of their, you know, residents and everything, because they're saying that it's not fair that only the people who have money, pretty much you're rich and you're elite.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair that only their people would be able to get a college education.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided that if the youth are the future,
mm-hmm.
and we're investing in the future,
mm-hmm.
in order to be a competitive nation, we need to let everybody get a college education.
Right.
So they're opening it up, saying, hey, college is going to be free for everybody.
Right.
And
Germany.
Then they took it another step further and said, and if you're foreign and you want to come and live in Germany, you can go to college for free, too.
Wow.
So anybody who wants to learn how to speak in Dutch and you want to go over there and learn that German?
Deutsch.
We're going to be there next week in Germany.
Okay.
We're going to college free.
I don't know if I can pay attention that long.
No more red wine for you.
Is it a part of Germany or just Germany in general?
The story I read just said Germany.
All right, okay. Man.
So, hey, shout out to Germany. Y'all
Germany,
doing your thing.
Yeah.
Maybe the U.S. ought to try that out.
Right. You guys got a comment or anything tonight or want to chime in or anything that we're talking about?
We'll be here a little more than a half hour.
What's the number, Papa?
914-803-4306. We have a 90-minute show tonight. If you want to listen, once you call in with us, if you want to talk to us, just press 1 and you'll be put into the queue. And we'll screen the call, make sure you're not a maniac or a lunatic or an ignorant bastard.
Or one of my friends.
Or one of Red Wine's exes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Prince!
Anyway. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a CC break. We're going to come right back.
Hey, this is Kettle with the Yellow Top. I'm waiting to hear from you tonight. I'm at the Pajama Party Live. Reach us at 914-803-4306, or you can check us out on apajamaparty.com. I've got my opinions, but I want to hear yours. Papa Didi and Red Wine are trying to beat me down, so I need you to call back and back me up. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing, so call me now. 914-803-4306. I'm right here on WBJP Blog Talk Radio. Waiting
to hear from you. Here it comes. I gotta go. All right, welcome back to Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
And Red Wine.
Hello.
She's calmed down. She's a freak. She's a prince guru. She's
don't
very goblin when
my
it comes
purple
to prince.
Majesty.
You know? She's like them 4 feet light-skinned brothers.
What are you gonna
do? Ain't nothing wrong with yellow.
Okay.
What you got, Papa?
We're going to do one of my segments, which is called Living for the City.
Uh-uh.
Living for the City, when I first started about 4 or 5 weeks ago, It was a segment I came up that talks about people that are, you know, stagnant in the hole of the city. They can't get out of the clones of that. Four generations of public assistance and everything else is just driving people down into the very abyss of commoncy, if you will. And every week we talk about different subjects that may be relative to living for the city. This week, I want to talk about something I saw of all places on Judge Judy. There were these young kids between the age of 18 and 20 years old who were leasing these apartments, and then they were subleasing them to their friends. So they would get a two-bedroom apartment and get roommates and make money so they don't have to pay the full rent. And it was amazing how often it was happening and how fragrant it was. And they were renting one-bedroom apartments and having two other people in there. And these were basic middle-class kids. And they were, like, sleeping on the floor and stuff like that. Then it would get into a squabble with the rent, and it would end up on Judge Judy, and she's trying to divvy out who owes rent and things like that. But the widespread controversy of people just subleasing an apartment, you know, and then finding roommates on Craigslist and things like that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
They're trying to find roommates to stay with them in a one-bedroom apartment to sleep in a living room to pay. It was a mess. It was an absolute mess. I mean,
I was like,
people,
these companies.
People got the nerve to talk about, you know, people have the little, you know, the little cliche about Spanish people having this and that, so many people in the house and all that old crap. Hell, the Americans are doing it. Everybody's doing it. You know, it's just like, and there's no particular gender or race connected to this, you know. You have white kids and black kids doing this. And like I said, between the age of 18 and 21 year old, they go to an apartment complex and rent an apartment, and then they call two other people to rent a $800 apartment, and they all pay, you know, $300 apiece and live there as opposed to paying $800 and make money. It's a mess. So it's widespread and it's interesting, and half of them, their parents threw them out of the house, so they have nowhere to go. So they're basically, a lot of them are just hanging in the streets, and it gets deep. So if you have any comments on that, 914-803-4306, or anything in the living for the city category that you know somebody living for the city, or somebody that's that you just fed up with their living for the city-ness. Or living for the city.
Almost like Three's Company, probably.
Yeah, they just don't bring anybody in there. Complete strangers.
So they get people off of Craigslist and all these other different lists. And,
yeah.
You know, because that's a lot of personalities together.
They have their arguments with their parents, and their parents have kicked them out. And now they're out there, and they go on Craigslist looking for a roommate. And it's very random. And then things happen to people, and they wonder why. How somebody got beat up or whatever, because they were all flooding it.
But they're not college kids?
No, these are just regular kids that are just working common jobs, and, you know, it's very interesting.
Yeah, that's crazy. But,
I don't know, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
We heard some stuff earlier, too, today concerning Smokey Robinson, who did a piece on his blackness.
Right.
Which was just so cool. You can pull it up on the internet or something of that fact. Red Wine, where did we get that footage at earlier?
Poetry, Def Jam Poetry?
Right, it was on YouTube.
Next week we're gonna pull it up and try to play it in its entirety. How many minutes was that anyway?
About 3 or 4 minutes?
No, it had to be longer than that.
But he did a nice little poetry thing concerning his blackness. And he felt like me, concerned that he was wondering where the word African-American came from and all this stuff. And he made such a rhyme about it. And if you pull it up, you know, when you go on Google or somewhere, just Google in Smokey Robinson poetry on blackness or
Def Jam
poetry. Yeah. Smokey Robinson. And he did such a flawless, his views on black folks and the way the slaves were being abused and all. I mean, it's Smokey Robinson at his complete finest, and he was very serious.
Yeah, he really
said he don't want to be called color. Call me black, not African American. He elaborated on it so wonderful, and it was just, you know, it was very nice.
Yeah, it was so really good.
If you get the opportunity to listen to that.
Okay, so what you got for us, Red Wine? Your commentary.
Oh, for I'm Just Saying?
Mm-hmm. Mixed
well,
up fun?
Yeah.
Man?
I don't know if you all saw this one or not, but I've been seeing this story on, tracking it on the news today. And basically, what happened is there's a lesbian couple in Ohio and that has sued the Chicago area sperm bank after she became pregnant with sperm that was donated by a black man instead of the white man that they had requested. So her partner had gotten impregnated by the same donor, which was donor number 380, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white man. Then the second woman, the wife of this woman, decided that I want to reserve this sperm for somebody, I mean for herself, for later. And when they were ready to have a second child, she wanted to use the sperm from the same man. So when she went to go and have the insemination done, somehow the sperm bank made a mistake and gave her the sperm of donor number 330, which was a black man. Mm-hmm. So now they have a daughter who is 2 years old, and this is obviously the child is mixed because the father is black, the mother is white. So the controversy is over the thing about them making a mistake with the sperm, and they're suing the sperm bank. So I don't have a problem with them suing the sperm bank because obviously they did not get what they paid for. The problem I have is that when I watch them talking on the news about the whole mistake, she, the mother, was making a lot of emphasis on the fact that they have to drive to a different city to get the child's hair dealt with, because she said that the town they live in, which is, I believe it's called Unionville, or Union something in Ohio.
I think it was Caucasianville.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
But she's saying that this town is very racially insensitive.
Very white.
As they put it.
Red Wine is very...
I'm just telling you that's what they call
red
it.
Red Wine is very... She,
they said the town is racially
insensitive. She's an amazing
insensitive.
Talent. And so what we do is we clean up her shit, okay? Red Wine will have you floating on... On
they said racially insensitive.
Yes, listen to her.
And they're saying
she's
because of that they've had to move to another town,
right,
that they have to drive to a whole different city just
mm-hmm.
to get the baby's hair combed, styled, and cut, etc.
Wow.
Because apparently this little Caucasian town where they live
mm-hmm.
doesn't either want them there with the baby being there,
oh, don't do Negro
and doesn't
hair.
Do black hair.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to me, the problem
and
I had
this
with
is
it,
a true story?
Yes.
In 2014.
Yes.
Wow.
Can you believe that crap?
We make sure we don't go to that town.
In 2014. Why is this an issue? I understand them being upset when you're like 5-6 months pregnant and you find out, oh, you impregnated me with the wrong
was it
term.
A girl or a boy?
It's a girl.
Okay.
The baby is adorable. She's a cute little girl, 2 years old.
Black is beautiful, honey.
Black is beautiful. However, for her to make an issue about saying, well, but, you know, I got to go through all these inconveniences to deal with her hair,
mm-hmm.
and now I got to move and all of that stuff. That's what I have. Yeah, they had to move because they're staying in the town where they live. Now, this is a lesbian couple.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying,
right.
Oh, the town was cool with the lesbian couple,
but
they got a problem with the mixed baby? Ooh-wee.
Well, they probably
give
moved there because of the lesbian situation, which probably drove them there.
And I'm
to,
saying that
but
the
now
town
they
was okay
move
with
back
that.
To deal
how
with
is the town tripping over that? Now, representatives from the town came back on the news later today saying, I don't know where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
We're not racist at all. We don't have a problem with the child. The child is beautiful. We don't have a problem with that.
Well, if you guys got a comment on what Red Wine is talking about, 914-803-4306, we're going to take a little CC break. We're going to come back talking about on the same subject.
Woo!
We got
this thing fires me up. They made me mad.
We're going to pick up this caller after this CC break. We'll be right back.
Do you have unruly children? Do they misbehave in school and get bad grades? Are timeouts completely ineffective? Are you scared to spank them because they might have you arrested? What they need is a new school where discipline is number one and education is secondary. What they need is...
Whoop That Ass Academy.
Here at the
Whoop That Ass Academy,
we don't have discipline problems. Know why? We're privately owned and we do what we want. And when kids get out of hand,
we whoop their ass.
Time out is for football games. When kids want to show off, we don't give them a timeout. We just
whoop their ass.
We don't make a kid stand in the corner. That's by house plan. When one of our kids gets out of order, we snatch him out of that classroom and
whoop their ass.
Here at WTA Academy, we make sure they learn the basics of reading and writing, math and science. But above all else, they learn discipline. This is what will keep your kids out of jail. Make the world a better place. Sometimes you gotta
whoop that ass.
And we do. Here at WTA Academy, our motto is, we care enough to
whoop that ass.
They may not read and write too well, but they'll act like they've got sense. Because we
whoop that ass.
So bring your kids on down to
Whoop That Ass Academy.
We'll get them straight.
Hey, hey. We're all back. Right,
we're back at the pajama party, Red Wine. You want to make more comments on that particular situation?
Yeah, I just wanted to say to wrap that up, you know, I really hope that those two moms can get it together because, you know, God bless them. They have a beautiful baby girl. And they need to just go find somebody that can teach them how to do her hair and care for her skin, et cetera, because it's not quite the same as theirs. And they need to just get the education they need and go on with their life because they're in counseling and they're talking about they need money from a lawsuit to pay for the counseling.
They sound
and I'm like, counseling,
they
really?
They sound like two crazy bitches to me, but I'm
they
not,
do sound
I'm
crazy.
Not a judge.
Because
yeah.
For them
know,
to be talking all that stuff about saying, well, you know, we've dealt with prejudice being that we're gay. And all, and I'm like, really? So
no,
now you're looking at prejudice because of the color of your skin.
I personally think that they should just want to continue to munch on that carpet and
well,
not even bring a baby in the equation.
All I'm saying is that if you're now dealing with prejudice because of the color of your daughter's skin, take a number, get in line, and welcome to my world.
I know that's
right. I'm just saying. We have a caller. Beverly is on the line. She wanted to share something with us in honor of Grandma Vesta's birthday. Beverly, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
How you doing? Welcome to the pajama party.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi there. What a conversation. I've been thinking about this for a long time, too. Yes, and welcome to our world. And we just got to deal with what we got to do, but God doesn't give us any more than we can bear. So
I know that's right.
Just do our thing, do your thing, and it'll be all right.
Okay.
I just want to share this short poem. It's called Just Because for Grandma Vesta's 100th birthday. And it was written for my mother's 65th birthday. But it just talks about love. It's called Just Because. Just because it is in your heart to share unconditional love. Just because your still waters contemplate a diplomatic, evenly scaled response. Just because motherhood is your testimony, your mantra, and guide. Just because your life is lived as an exclamation point. Just because your silence tests timeless wisdom yielded from tribe life experience. Just because your faithful understanding of relationships is not rocked by frivolous daily ventures. Just because you give love, receive love, define love, share love, commit to love, offer love, rekindle love, you are love. And this is for Grandma Vester and all the women out there who are mothers' mothers.
All right. Thank you.
All
that
right.
was great.
Thank you
for sharing that, Beverly. Okay, we'll continue to listen. We're about to go off in a short, but thank you for that piece for tonight. Thank you.
Take care.
You too. All right. So what we got next?
That was a very interesting topic, but
ending
love on top of the bullshit with them crazy lesbians. Nothing against a lesbian, but when you start putting other things in the mix, you know what I mean? Just go on and bump the JJs and be done with it. You know, when you bring in other stuff in the mix and then have an opinion based on you, you know, trying to put some stuff together from the beginning, if you put the wrong shit in the soup, the soup's going to taste like shit, right?
Right.
So
that's right.
Yeah, weird news. We don't have a lot of time left. We do want to talk about this weird news next. I got one that is off the chain.
About the beaver?
The beaver.
Come on, Pop.
All right, what you got,
in Port Orchard, Washington State, a road crew in Washington State has had it with this beaver that persists in building a dam under the bridge. Now, we know beavers build dams. A dam basically is built by beavers. It's like a big mud patch that just grows and grows. They just go around grabbing shit.
Why am I scared?
Can I get a disclaimer on this? Because I'm going to wear this broken out. We ain't got a little time. We need to go to 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to talk to our producer.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity.
Okay.
Viewer discretion advised.
The crews have removed this beaver's dam three times since August. Each time, the beaver rebuilds the dam underneath the bridge, and the dam grows up and almost jeopardizes the bridge. So what this town did, as a result of the beaver doing this thing and outsmarting them, the superintendent, no less, which is a big-ass job. Whenever you got the word superintendent in front of your title, it's big. He paid $15,000 to hire a beaver trapper.
Mm, okay. A beaver trapper.
Right. Now,
damn, pay me.
I've trapped a few beavers in my day. Okay.
I bet you have, Papa. Uh-huh.
And I ain't paid nowhere near $15,000 to trap the best beaver.
Now, how much would you would charge them?
I'd charge them about $500. I'd get a BB gun, just shoot the little motherfucker. I mean, did we play the disclaimer?
Yeah, we played it.
Okay,
yeah.
Anyway. I mean, $15,000 to trap a beaver.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is some crazy niggity.
Hey, you got one weird one? What's the next one?
Yeah, I got one for you. Down in New Mexico, the transportation officials are hoping that this singing road down Route 66 is going to cut down on people speeding. So what they're doing is they got a company that's building a road between Albuquerque and the mountain community of Tijeras for the new National Geographic Channel series that's called Crowd Control that is supposed to be debuting in November. So I plan to look for that because I want to see this show. But what happens is that the road has some rumble strips that create music. But you only hear the music if you do the speed limits.
Yeah.
So I guess if you just fly over them, they just make noise. I don't know. But if you do the limit, you actually hear the music.
And how much does that cost?
I don't know how much it costs.
And what does it cost to build that?
I do not know.
And how do they pay for it? Oh, giving tickets to people for driving while black.
It's all being paid for by their transportation.
The black drivers that happen to ride through there and get a ticket.
The black drivers aren't going to hear this music.
No, but they're
going to be jamming
to
some rap music or some R&B or whatever they listen to.
Okay, red wine. Miss Sophisticated Red Wine, that went right over her head.
I got one crazier than that. This little joint in Chicago is supposed to be the hippest hot dog stand. They help elevate their place by the different ingredients they had. Escargot, foie gras, and rattlesnakes ingredients.
In a hot dog. A rattlesnake hot dog.
Uh-huh. I'm not touching that one, red wine.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Check this out. The owner said that they were closing. Folks were standing in line overnight.
To get a hot dog
with rattlesnake escargot and foie gras.
Okay.
So wait a minute.
None of that stuff. I knew what rattlesnake is, but
you could go on
kettle and red wine being sophisticated and bougie as they are. What is the other one called? Escargot.
It's snails.
Oh, foie gras.
But wait a minute.
Oh, really?
But wait a minute.
And what do you eat that with?
But wait a minute. Let me finish. Can I finish?
Okay. Red wine.
Back.
Bougie. Okay. All
right. On Craigslist, they were paying $300 to get in line because the shop said they were closing, but they wanted to get a place in line.
So people were paying $300 to get a place in line?
Yeah, to get these
this hot dog.
Nasty-ass damn hot dogs. Hell to the year.
Okay. That's some weird news. That's crazy.
Okay.
But
we might have to maybe go to the kissing list or something.
Oh, Lord.
Well, what about
now,
the cocktail of the week? I want to hear
what's
about
the cocktail of the week, Papa?
Well, I put together a concoction earlier. We got something called the I've been sipping on it, and I'm getting kind of twisted.
Well,
it's called a Kinky Rita.
Ooh.
Oh, Kinky Rita.
And she got red hair, by the way.
Uh-oh, watch out,
okay.
Kinky Rita.
And the carpet matches the drink.
You sure it ain't red?
Okay, anyway.
Uh-oh.
Kinky Rita. Okay, 2 ounces of kinky liquor.
Liqueur.
Uh-huh. I didn't write this. Red wine is so bougie. Did red wine write this?
Yeah. Kinky liqueur.
2 ounces of kinky liqueur. 1 ounce of silver Durango tequila.
Oh, you know that.
Splash of pineapple juice. Yeah, I know.
Ooh-wee.
Tequila. When
all
y'all
right.
Break it down in regular English, I can read this stuff. Mm. Splash of pineapple juice.
Oh.
Garnish lime, red wine, you know, Miss Bougie. Garnish
Ooh.
Of lime wedge.
Uh-huh.
Put in a shaker with ice.
Uh-huh.
Shake it lightly.
Shake it.
Pour the salt or sugar-rimmed margarita glass. Fill with ice, garnish with lime.
Okay. Sounds good. What is that called again?
It's called a kinky Rita.
Ooh.
Kinky Rita.
Red hair. Okay.
I know that's right.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. So we're going to put that up on the website. So probably by tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can go to apajamaparty.com and get that recipe.
And you can listen to some of our old shows, some of our archives and things like that. I think the shows we did from the beginning. We started in June. We were new. We were rookies. You know, we're pros now.
Uh-oh. Watch out, all right, man. Watch out, Steve Harvey.
No, we just talk about it. So we don't, you know, we're building. And we hope you can tell a friend to bring a friend. We might go 2 hours from now on because hour and a half seems to creep so fast. We have to get to our kissing list. And the kissing list is anybody out there that you want to tell to kiss your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us. First of all, on the kissing list, we have the Monday Night Football reps penalizing Hassan, what's his name?
Hussein Abdullah. Mm-hmm.
For praying in the end zone.
That's
his
crazy.
Ass is on the kissing list.
And then we got Walmart for countersuing Tracy Morgan for his car accident.
Saying he didn't have his seatbelts on after you knocked the shit out of him with an 18 rigger. Come on, man.
And
yeah,
that was crazy. And who else, Red Wine?
We got the Secret Service for lying.
Lame
all that lying
service.
They did
mm-hmm.
about how far that man got into the White House with a knife.
Right.
At first they lied and said he just barely got in.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, well, he got a little further.
Right.
Then we found out that man was running all over the first floor.
And as a result, the White House will be installing ADT tomorrow.
And, of course, you got to put Ms. Julia Pearson, the Secret Service Director.
Right.
Yeah, she's resigning.
She resigned.
For failing to miserably at her job to be in charge of the White House security.
That's right.
Didn't work out.
Because she had an all-boys club there. Lazy as hell, doing their thing. They thought everything was apropos.
Right.
And if you're this lackadaisical, there's no way you'd take a bullet for president.
I know.
That was out of the damn question. So.
And who else, Red Wine?
Oh, yeah. This man, I don't know if y'all saw that cartoon, but Jerry Holbert is the cartoonist who created that watermelon toothpaste cartoon that was featuring President Obama at a sink brushing his teeth and the man who jumped over the fence and ran around on the lawn and got in. He was in the cartoon in a bathtub behind the president, and they were showing, like, this is how close he got to the president.
Mm-hmm.
The man is in the tub saying, hey, you should try the watermelon flavor toothpaste.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, now, you racist.
That was a cartoon?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It was in the, what paper was that?
The
Boston Herald.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on the kissing list, too. The Boston
Herald
was running that mess.
And the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital for dropping the ball but not catching the Ebola diagnosis from the man that told him that they were traveling from Liberia. Crazy.
Yeah, he told him that he had just come back from Liberia and what his symptoms were. And they told him, oh, you probably got the flu. Just go home.
Right. Gave him a pill and went home. And who else? Poppy?
And the NFL. For the third week in a row. For botching everything. For, give me a disclaimer. For botching everything. For saying time and time again, We messed up. But when somebody messes up by smoking a joint, he gets fined 2 games.
Well,
they
let
get put out.
Disclaimer,
the following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay. They didn't mess up. They fucked up.
All
in
right,
other
yeah.
words. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alibis for their mistakes. Mm-hmm. But everybody else gets fined and gets put out for games. We're going to play the Kiss It song.
Yes, we are.
Play a kiss
this is a
song.
Present.
This song is dedicated,
on
right, to everybody on the kissing list, this song is for you.
Kiss my entire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.
This world, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Well, you can kiss my country.
that, and that's the kissing list for the night. Like I said, on Friday night, you can call early, and we'll stack them in. Anybody you want, friends, family, coworkers, even the crossing guard at the school, we don't give a shit.
Friends,
if they did some bullshit to piss you off, we will put them on it. Your boss, your sorry-ass coworker, please.
Your ex.
Your raggedy-ass car, anything that you are pissed off at and wanted to kiss your ass.
So what's your last word for the night, Bob?
My last word for the night is, getting back to the birthdays. Cousin Faye out of California, God bless you on your 70th birthday. Hope you have many, many more. God bless you. And like I said before, beloved Carolyn McMillan and a good friend of mine, Lee Morrison.
What you got, Red Wine?
I just want to say thank you to everybody who continues to listen and support us. We truly appreciate you guys. We couldn't do it without you. Well, you know, and you and us make it so much more fun. So we love you, and we look forward to this every Friday. I get fired up to do this show, and they have to pull me back sometimes. But, hey, I love it. So thank you guys for making it so much fun. We appreciate you.
Well, my last word is I want to give a shout out to my grandmother, Grandma Vesta, 94 today. Yay!
Happy birthday, Grandma!
Yeah, happy birthday. Woo! And I want to give a shout out to my family. Everybody's been supporting me. Sister, brother, little man at the house, Troy, and little bit of everybody. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
We'll see you all next week. Make sure you visit our website, apajamaparty.com. Follow us on Twitter at apajamaparty. And what else?
Just listen to our song going out, because it's from the great Lena Chanel, is the recorder of our theme song, Pajama Party song, who is...
She's up and coming, DMV artist, singer, songwriter.
Yes.
Y'all be on the lookout for her new music project coming soon.
We'll probably have one next month. Or maybe next week. Or we have a live show with a studio audience.
Yeah, I think we're going to do a live show next week.
Next week. So Lena Chanel may be in here with it. If you listen to our going off song, Lena Chanel, a good friend of our show, is the one that did this song for us and did it in about a half hour.
Yeah.
You know, we gave her a task to put together a pajama party theme song, and she went and did it, and we played going out. And if you were sick to stay and listen to a song called the pajama party theme song, we appreciate it.
All right. Good night.
Thank you, everybody. Join us next week.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show, and good night.
Put some apart, party cool, keep it real for you. No clothes allowed.